Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now let's move on. Today saw the publication of the 2023 European Drug Report, which provides an overview of the emerging drug issues affecting Europe, including Ireland, of course. It was produced by the European Monitoring Centre for Drugs and Drug Addiction, or EMCDDA, and shows that while cannabis remains the most widely consumed drug, there are concerns about the spread of dangerous synthetic drugs right across Europe and here in Ireland. For more on this, I'm joined by Owen Quigley, who's drug policy analyst with that agency I mentioned, the EMCDDA, or EMCDDA. Owen, you're very welcome to the programme. And it's cannabis that is most prevalent, isn't that right? Most widely used across Europe. But concerns as well about those synthetic type cannabis drugs.
Good evening. Yes, cannabis is the most widely used illicit drug in Europe, according to surveys. We have about 15.1% of 15 to 34-year-olds report using cannabis in the last year in surveys. Regarding the issue of chemicals being added to cannabis, what we're seeing now is that there is a diversity of products available on the cannabis market, and adulteration of some of these continues to take place, specifically herbal material with synthetic cannabinoid receptor agonists. These are chemicals that mimic the effects of natural cannabis, mm-hmm. but they carry risks that are different because they can promote more intense intoxication and have more intense mental, physical, and behavioural effects than natural cannabis.
When they're
they have been linked to fatal and non-fatal poisonings in some countries.
Okay, and when they're being bought, typically by users, are they? Do people believe it's cannabis, or do they know they're buying a synthetic cannabis type drug?
I think that highlights one of the main risks is inadvertent consumption, because they can be added to carrier material, typically herbal cannabis, low THC cannabis or hemp, and people could be unaware that they've actually purchased something that is adulterated with synthetic cannabinoids that are more powerful, and they can be unevenly distributed in the product, so people could actually take a much larger dose of the chemical than they intended to take.
So they have no control, really, or no knowledge of what they're really using, especially if it's not the purest form of cannabis or a pure form of cannabis. The second, Owen, the second most widely used drug across Europe is cocaine.
Cocaine is, yes, it's the most widely used illicit stimulant in Europe, and we're seeing that seizures of cocaine are continuing to increase this year. We've had another record quantity seized, 303 tons, up from 211 tons in 2020. So the trafficking of large volumes of cocaine through seaports and intermodal shipping containers remains a huge problem regarding the high availability of cocaine in Europe. And there's a range of problems linked to this, of course, including rising levels of drug-related crime, corruption of supply chain staff, intimidation and violence. We're also seeing that there is increasing evidence of cocaine production within Europe. There is a secondary cocaine extraction industry in Europe. This is related to chemical concealment of cocaine, which can be trafficked in masked forms. But we've seen that there is an increase in the number of dismantled laboratories. They've risen from 23 in 2020 to 34 mm-hmm. in 2021. And we're also seeing cutting and packaging facilities being dismantled by the police. And the purity of cocaine remains high as well. And we're seeing the chemicals used to produce it, such as potassium permanganate. We've seen increased seizures of that, and also some signs of increased health harms linked to cocaine use. Mm-hmm.
And despite the seizures, the supply of cocaine into Europe seems unstoppable. The other thing that I want to ask you about in terms of your the overview given today is that we know that opioids have ripped through communities in America at breakneck speed. I just wonder, how Europe is doing, or how much fentanyl, for example, is being consumed across Europe?
As regards to opioids, heroin still remains the most widely consumed illicit opioid in Europe, and there's about 0.33% of the EU population, or about 1 million people, used opioids in 2021. Regarding fentanyl, there was fentanyl appearing to be present in Europe until a few years ago, and is now gradually been replaced by more potent new synthetic opioids, specifically benzimidol, nitazine opioids. And we're seeing evidence of these in some of the Baltic countries. There have been some fentanyl deaths in Europe. I think there was about 140 in 2021 reported to us. So nothing on the scale that you see in America. But there is concern with some of these other new synthetic opioids appearing on Europe's drug market, specifically also appearing in mixtures such as benzodope, which is a form of new synthetic opioid mixed with benzodiazepines that's responsible for deaths in America, and also trank dope, which is synthetic opioids mixed with the tranquilizer xylazine. Estonia has had some seizures of these. While that's a limited example, it just gives us an early warning that there is some presence of this in Europe. So that's
What about Ireland? What about the fentanyl or opioid problem in Ireland? Do we have much of it in Owen, in your opinion, or to your knowledge?
Ireland's opioid problem would be mainly a heroin problem, but I think that there is a need to kind of think of the way that the drug scenes can be. People can be primary opioid users, but they may also at times use other opioids apart from heroin. So they could be taking medicines which have been diverted or illicitly manufactured. They could also switch to using stimulants, and some of these things have been associated with HIV outbreaks, including in Dublin some years back. But most of Ireland's opioid problem is a heroin problem. And worryingly, what we've seen this year is that the quantity of heroin seized at the EU level has doubled to 9.5 tonnes. While we're not seeing signs of increased use, mainly looking at treatment demand information, we're not seeing the numbers going up there, but it's important to note that there is a typical time lag between the onset of use at about age 23 and then the age of first treatment episode about 13 years later at age 35.
That's the worrying part of it.
So it's difficult to assess.
Yeah, that's the worrying part from a monitoring point of view. Look, we'll definitely talk soon again. Owen Quigley of the European Monitoring Centre for Drugs and Drug Addiction. Thank you very much indeed.